Certainly, we are appreciative of your kind words, your directives. On behalf of the First Lady and 21 million Texans, including hundreds of thousands of Muslim Texans, we offer our warmest regards on this great day of celebration. Mayor, it's a pleasure to be in your fine city. I know it's an honor for you to have this facility chosen to be placed. It could have been anywhere in the great state of Texas, and I happen to think that they couldn't have chosen a more beautiful, a more inclusive, better place than First Colony and Fort Bend County. And it was two summers ago that I had the great fortune to meet His Highness during a trip to France. It was a visit that I will cherish for as long as I live. On that day, I witnessed the compassion, love, the character of the Muslim faith, all embodied by the leader of the Somali Muslim community, His Highness. It's an honor to be joined today by so many friends and distinguished guests. They've all been pointed out and recognized. And Chuck Rosenthal, the DA, it's an honor to be here with you. And so many of my friends from the Muslim community, the Consul Generals. What a great day. And what a beautiful facility. And so appropriately designed. I remember the day we looked at the first models, and they were so excited about the feel of this place, His Highness, and the thought of the warmth and the connectivity with Texas. And it was a great honor that we saw that this center was going to be such a beautiful place. I guess it was a little less than 2 years ago that we gathered here in this area for the foundation ceremony of the Ismaili Jamaat Khana in the center. And now this great marvel of Islamic architecture, adorned with tremendous art, is open as a house, a congregation of men and women, united by a common faith, can pursue the common good. And for hundreds of years, from many lands, cultures, citizens of the world have descended upon this nation, seeking refuge, opportunity, freedom. America is a diverse tapestry enriched by many contributions and the enduring character of people of faith. For many years, I've had the great honor of getting to know many of talented and devoted Ismaili Muslims from Texas, and I have come to an unquestionable conclusion. Texas is a better place because of your contributions and your sacrifices. I come here today to pay tribute to a people who have demonstrated time and time again that their faith is more than just a belief. It is a call to action. By standing on the courage of your convictions, through selfless acts of sacrifice, through deeds of charity, you have shown the world the beauty of your faith. At the dawn of the 21st century, we must heed the lessons of centuries past, that peace among men can never be achieved through a dialogue of division. It can only be achieved when we realize our common hopes, our common bonds, our common humanity. For more than a millennium, the Ismaili tradition has been rooted in understanding, enlightenment, tolerance. You have welcomed peace while shunning discord. You have practiced love while speaking out against hatred. Your faith has been a reservoir of hope for those seeking light. Your commitment to education precedes the oldest centers of learning in Europe. They're even older than the University of Texas, Dr. Faulkner. Even before there was an Oxford or Cambridge, there was Al-Azhar, founded in the year 1970. That tradition thrives today as Muslim men and women around the world seek educational opportunity at one of the 300 learning centers worldwide supported by the Aga Khan Development Network, including the two international universities founded by Your Highness, the Aga Khan University and the University of Central Asia. In Texas, we share the same vision of empowerment through education. We're proud that for the very first time, we now have over 1 million of our citizens in institutions of higher learning in the state of Texas. The Aga Khan Development Network is one of the premier charitable organizations around the world, meeting the education, health, and economic needs of people of all faiths and nationalities who share a common condition, human need. His Highness recently announced a $75 million contribution to the rebuilding of Afghanistan. Testament to the good work of His Highness is the universal respect he has garnered from the diverse Muslim community, both the Shia and the Sunni communities, leaders of all faiths around the world. All men and women of goodwill, be they Christian, Muslim, Jew, or of any other great faith, must work to seek harmony too. Foster a dialogue of respect and overcome age-old differences and grievances that serve as barriers to the social progress worthy of mankind. On these principles, His Highness has given great guidance when he offered these words about the Islamic cause. We are trustees of God's creation. We are created to seek to leave the world a better place than it was when we came into it. That's not just the challenge of the Muslim, but for all who seek peace. To live lives that have a lasting, positive impact on our fellow man. This new center will leave a lasting imprint on Texas. It will promote the virtues of your faith. It will further the cause of peace and understanding. And it will reflect glorious upon this Texas that we love. God bless you.